about the U.S. dollar here for a second. A lot of people have been concerned about that for some time, the dollar versus the euro and so forth. And with the discovery of that white powder, which Julie mentioned, that ricin stuff, I never heard of this until today, by the way. It's affected the world markets.
It sure has. You know, there's intelligence data that was extracted through aggressive interrogations from Al-Qaeda operatives at Guantanamo military base, Ken. And it confirms what we've been concerned about for a long time, and that is that we believe that there's a massive economic terror attack that's underway from the radical factions of Islam through the announcement and the issuance of the new gold dinar. Most people don't realize that since 700 AD, the Muslims used the gold dinar. It stopped being used when the Ottoman Empire collapsed in 1924 and disappeared for 77 years, and now has reemerged. And if you look at the quotes that you'll find from former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad and some of the others, they're claiming that the only place you should have your money is in the gold dinar. They're suggesting that Saudi Arabia not take dollars anymore for payment of oil. Matter of fact, 53 Islamic nations through the Islamic Development Bank have all agreed that by the year 2006, they're very open to not take dollars for payment and for goods in exchange. If that happened, Ken, and I'm not suggesting it will, but if it did happen, and these operatives in Guantanamo Bay are telling their interrogators the truth, we could have a huge financial attack against the U.S. dollar, and it would leave a mark.
Craig, what if they're just making it up like a lot of this other intelligence we've seen come through?
You know, Julie, that's a good question. That's why I hedged everything I said, because, you know, it's kind of like all that we have happening. You know, they're stopping this airplane and this airplane, and seems to be nothing's happening. They've got us running a thousand ways to Sunday. But recently, the Malaysian Royal Mint bought a gold mine. You've got the Islamic Development Bank making all these announcements through the major papers overseas. Before, quite frankly, Julie, I kind of blew it off. But as I started to do more and more research, it makes sense. I mean, you can't get Saudi oil sheiks to get on airplanes and fly them into buildings in the name of Allah, but you sure could convince them to join the jihad by just not using U.S. dollars. And when you start to do the research on it, as we have done, I mean, I found all kinds of Reuters reports and Malaysian press reports that this is a real thing out there. And quotes from Osama bin Laden himself talk about our budget deficits and how America has an Achilles tendon. And those things are at least concerning us enough that we've written some reports about it. And we're telling people that you should at least pay attention about it. That's why I was grateful to be a part of the program today. At least let people know about it, and then let them determine whether they think they should take action against it or not.
So then what's the solution for American investors?
Well, I think a small portion of your money diversified in gold has always made sense, Julie, but maybe more so now than ever before. 5, maybe 10% of your money diversified into gold or a gold equivalent.